This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization has expressed concern about the increasing number of health workers getting infected with the deadly coronavirus known as COVID-19. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
Executive Director of WHO Health Emergencies, Michael Ryan, says it is not unusual for health workers to become infected during disease outbreaks. He says the WHO and China are exploring the time period in which the infections have occurred.
Our understanding is that the cases amongst health workers peaked in the third and fourth week of January, and there's been a rapid fall off in the number of cases that have occurred in health workers in the last 2 weeks. This may reflect increased levels of training, increased levels of protection, and also increased levels of awareness.
The WHO says a joint mission with China on COVID-19 is moving forward. It says 12 international and WHO experts will arrive in China in the next few days. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A senior Trump administration official said Friday the United States has reached an agreement with the Taliban on a week-long reduction of violence that could lead to U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. Reuters' Colette Luke has more.
The 7-day reduction of violence agreement would take effect very soon, the official said, and it would cover the entire country of Afghanistan, including Afghan forces. The U.S. military would also monitor violence levels to verify whether or not the Taliban was honoring its commitments. And if the week-long truce is successful, then talks would move into the next phase of negotiations involving all parties.
Thank you.
The announcement comes after U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Defense Secretary Mark Esper met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani during the Munich Security Forum in Germany on Friday.
That is Colette Luke reporting. The U.S. Justice Department has dropped its criminal investigation of former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, closing an investigation into whether he lied to federal officials about his involvement in a news media disclosure. McCabe's lawyer said in a statement they were told in a phone call and by letter that the case is closed and that no charges will be brought against him based on the facts. In an interview with CNN, McCabe said the decision was a relief he could not adequately explain. McCabe, a frequent target of attacks from President Donald Trump, has denied that he intentionally misled anyone. The decision resolves a criminal investigation that spanned more than a year and began with a referral from the Justice Department's Inspector General. The internal watchdog had said McCabe repeatedly lied about having authorized a subordinate to share information with a newspaper reporter for a 2016 article about an FBI investigation into the Clinton Foundation. Prosecutors completed their closing argument Friday at Harvey Weinstein's rape trial by saying he considered himself such a big shot in Hollywood that he thought he could get away with treating aspiring actresses as completely disposable. AP's Mike Cisak reports.
Prosecutor Joan Aluzzi-Orban spent about 3 hours on Friday recounting the allegations against Harvey Weinstein and really working to connect threads, commonalities between the various allegations. She talked about how Harvey Weinstein was alleged to have raped an actress by the name of Annabella Sciorra in 1993 or 1994, and she said a lot of the same tactics that he is alleged to have used in that incident carried over to other incidents, including the ones that he's on trial for at this courthouse.
Mike Cisak of AP. The jurors will begin deliberations next week. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg has accepted that the social media giant might have to pay more taxes. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma tells us why.
Facebook's CEO is expected to tell the Munich Security Conference on Saturday he's backing plans for digital tax reform on a global scale proposed by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. According to an excerpt of his speech provided in advance, Zuckerberg will say, "I understand that there's frustration about how tech companies are taxed in Europe. The OECD plan would require digital and internet companies, including social media platforms, to pay more taxes in countries where they have significant consumer-facing activities and generate profits." Charles de Ledesma, London.
A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials lower, but the S&P and the NASDAQ posting gains. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.